Okay, what's the issue here? That
What else are around?
Ayin Beis, big new name. So the zikach is to perfect the neshama and the guf together, right? The whole job of the neshama is to protect the guf. Okay. However, Achachet Goyim, Chetoshal de Marishon, Lav or Klesa, Misa called Bruma. Basically, it's impossible to make this perfection. Noch the Chet of Adam Marishon. After the Chet of Adam Marishon, it became the Shmuel. After the Chet of Adam Marishon, it became impossible to perfect one guf, to perfect one's guf without death. Cheers. Yeah, if you could. So after the Chet of Adam Rishon, things changed. The original kavanah of creation was that the neshama would function to perfect the guf. But after the Chet of Adam Rishon, it changed. Akain, and that the only way to perfect the guf is through the vehicle of Misa. One needs to experience the vehicle of Misa in order to perfect the guf. It's impossible to reach there without Misa. And that's the inyan of the tzaddikim that had no chatoim, but they had to die anyway. The Gemara says they were mesu be'itav shel nachash, through just the mice of the nachash itself. So why do they have to die for? Texas is a concept of Nachash that creates us Misa. So what does Misa do? How does Misa help perfect the guf? But after the neshama leaves the guf, and the guf goes into the ground, Oz kishiyashu Hayrid by neshama b'chol toikef maaseh ha'toivim v'ziv ora elyon shenenis b'menu ben gan edim kif maaseh v'tor boy begufa or gadol sheboy yizakech l'gamri. So then, now that it's in the ground, it becomes certainly some level of tar. And then when the neshama goes back into it, then the neshama can go shine up into the guf again, into the or of the guf. If you look at 129, let's read how he explains it. It's through the concept of recovering a guf, whatever happens to the guf in the kever. Eila divrei sefer derech Hashem haneshama kol zman shayis beguf shehara davuk bayi sheyefshashi pardon man gam tia gam hi chashucha ve'amuma, it's darkened. Ava pi shayidei ha'maisa v'atoivim shehada v'oise koin hi ba'atzma shleim v'si yokar. Even though the neshama is being perfected as you do mitzvahs, lo yuchal adavar le'igalos, it can't be perfectly perfected and revealed. Lo tuchol le'hizdar v'zoyar shi haya royal law leaves dar, and it can't fully shine out. Kifia yakar haushi maseges beemes. Ela kol nishar kovush baatz musa. Ad as manchi and nasein legalis. Till it comes a time that's perfected to be megalev. Ulam ina kova mitzida klal. But what's holding back is not from its perspective. Ki mitzara guf. Vuhu atz my mafsid baze. Shulei kavo kol isa as man azikach shayir ayu lekavo. However, at that time of death, the full glory of the neshama comes out. It gets back to itself. And then it can become more perfected. And until it could get back to a full zikuch.
Interesting. So it seems like this that the guf adds something that the neshama doesn't have. That's why it needs to come back. something about the goof, right? What? Right.
It's a mission that it has. The mission of the neshama is to be meshadach with the goof and become an uplifted goof experience.
Right, but I'm saying, I used to wonder, what's the point of Kesa Mason, right? Neshama is in Gan Eden. Why they come back to the goof?
Right.
There must be something in the goof that the neshama needs or is uplifted.
Right.
That's
what I'm
saying.
It sounds
I don't
like
exactly what it is.
It sounds like the neshama and the goof has to the shlemus of the world is when the neshama does a full tikkun on the goof. So it's one big process of tikkun.
But when does that doesn't that tikkun finish once the goof?
No, it's amazing is when it is when that tikkun. The experience of that tikkun is in Tchias Mesa. When the neshama is mishtadach together with that guf again. And now, since the guf became a little bit, went through its yisurim in the kever, and the neshama now came out in its first book, it comes back into that humbled guf, now it can have an experience of a perfect, the neshama perfecting the guf and uplifting it. Oz, that's what he says on the top here, Nun Zayin. Oz, kishi yosho v'yivne, when it gets put back together, tzichas meisim, hirid by neshama b'chol toikiv ma'aseh ha'toivim, the neshama in its full glory will come down, v'ziz, or ha'elyoin, and the shine of the upper light, shenen is memenu b'ganeid nekiv ma'aseh, v'toir boi b'gufa or gadol, sheboi yizdakich l'gamri. Okay. Now, the guf is not going to bring down the neshama anymore the way it did the first time around. Which is a type of medrash zoyar. When the neshama is in mint condition, it's nizoin with upper lights. So, Lamaisa lasid lovoi, once the goof is perfected, it will not lower the level of the neshama. Oitcham, kashbaruch mail haigufa tois ara ate misrakev kule, nafka mine kozuama bisha. So, kashbaruch mail haigufa tois ara, he puts the goof in the land, ate misrakev kule, until it goes through a decay, what's it called? Decomposition. V'nafkamina, and that decomposition takes all the zuam abisha, all the bad energy, out of the guf. Right? So it comes out that the Avodas HaAdam and the Kibbalas HaSchar are two different times of the Avodah. Ki ata, right now, it's a very strong, unrefined guf. The guf, from a spiritual perspective, is a very, very deficient. And the job of the neshama is to work on the guf, to minimize it. Once it's complete, then you'll get tzchar, ki yachtav yu lekabel tzchar toiv kol hayamim. Fine. Ooh, okay, let's continue. Omnam, however, Mashatok Lov and Ata, who sheer kuchash on the Shamashanitin law, Lama Besecha Govazet. This is the big question. So how long does schizomason last? So, if it's so perfect, then the second day after the second after schizomason, so now everything reaches shleimus, so the goof should disappear again.
I thought the goof is needed, no?
It's needed only to
So when
provide
we
a
say
platform for
shleimus, we mean for the neshama? That's what we mean the whole
the
time?
shleimus of the bria. Yeah, the shleimus of the neshama is that it was masach in the goof.
So
So once the goof is
why do you
masukin,
so then why you need to get rid of it once it's masukin?
because once it's masukin, it fulfilled its tachlis.
Oh, masukin means like fix the problem.
Yeah, so once it's masukin, so I don't need the goof anymore. I just showed the proof. I already proved the point.
I thought it's like fix something. So what's the point of fixing something? Now it's working. No, now you get rid of it. I don't know.
Right, no, the point is that the neshama had a job to do. The job of the neshama is to create a situation that the guf is mezukach completely, so that the neshama can shine out through a guf. So now he's asking, good, so it did its tachlis. So once it did its tachlis, you don't need to continue like that forever now. But he says, and the Yitzhar anymore. But we'll go over this tomorrow. Yeah, so let's pick this up tomorrow, this paragraph. We'll go over it again. What this the issue of what happens after us guys and similar. Okay?
Sure.
Whoa.
Any duty?
Yeah.
Huh.
Shkach. I'm going to close the door halfway. Shkach.